MclartyMazda.com or MclartyVolkswagen.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in five, four, three.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil,
here,
Roger Scott,
present,
and Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
All right, you 609ers, you know what to do on Monday. You move it, move it, move it. Let's go every day.
This is the business we've chosen.
Sure as you're born, they bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand.
What's up, Joe?
I over Albuquerque on a jet to the
front. Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
When the pilot told us in 13 minutes,
he was
there is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
The terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings.
Los Angeles.
What the hell does that even mean?
What you getting at with your book scripts? Spit that out, man!
I love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy.
Good tunes, good brew, good buddies. I feel great, man. I feel great! You guys are great. I'm gonna go pick a fight.
Go, let's go.
Swing old chariot, come down, ease the taxes to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings, and then we make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles!
Up in the morning and I'm feeling fine. I gotta move it to 609. I tune the to the buzz, cause I don't want to miss shouting Los Angeles, and I don't want to miss shouting Los Angeles. A 609er is a who I am. I'm the number one fan of a morning mayhem. I say the number one fan of a morning mayhem.
Good morning, everybody. It's 6:11 on this Monday, August 10th. Glad you're with us today. Good morning, Roger.
Hey, man.
Good morning, Christian. Is Christian there? Is Christian? No, Christian is not in his chair. He's not in his chair, Roger.
I never know what he's doing.
I hope everybody had a great weekend. It was a warm one. How was your weekend, Roger?
Oh, dude, it was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
Fantastic.
It was, obviously, this is a, we mentioned on our pre-show Facebook Live, big week for me as we deal with the announcement of the Touchdown Club on Thursday. Mm. Sort of a ritual we've been going through for the last 20, this will be the 22nd year we've done it.
Wow.
It's become a big deal. We're doing it at War Memorial Stadium Thursday.
So is this the 22nd Touchdown Club?
It is. We lost one year because of COVID.
It makes sense. Okay,
yeah, it'll be 23rd. Okay. But anyway, it's Roger is aware of the folks we've got coming in.
Oh, my God.
And it's going to be a good year, fun year. There's still two or three out there dangling.
Yeah, we should have dangling participles. Now they're going to be coming at me, wanting me to tell them. And you know I'm weak.
you will be bribed. But anyway, so that happens Thursday. We're trying to find out during the Facebook Live, is everybody back in school? Does that start this week? Christian now joins us. Good morning, Christian. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Do the kids go back to school? I know a lot of...
Titus starts kindergarten on Friday.
Okay. So kindergarten, middle school, I don't know. We know the football players and band members and cheerleaders, they've been practicing. And, Roger, we also know, Christian, that a lot of families took their kids to college.
Yeah, I saw some of those.
Over the last week. So you had a lot of that. So if you did that and you got an interesting story, let us know. If you're proud, if you cried, if you did those kind of things. Of course, we'll have Chris Kane coming up here shortly at 6:30, brought to you by Trader Bills. We've also got Bill Vickery coming up. He'll be here shortly at 8 o'clock. We've got graffiti. We don't know if we're going to have... We don't know if we're going to have Pat anymore. We just don't know whether we get him every week. We never got him last week.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Wow.
Well, you just never know. You never know.
Tweet that out.
You never know.
No, we don't.
Today is National S'mores Day.
All right.
It's National Lazy Day.
I was not a s'mores guy.
I'm not a s'mores guy either.
I'm not either. I don't know. It's become popular, though, Rod. When did that happen?
I guess it always has been.
Yeah, it's been popular a long time. Yeah,
it wasn't when we were kids, Roger.
Wasn't it for the roast? Did you do that with the roast and the marshmallows?
We just did marshmallows, and then somehow it made the leap. To the, what do you call them, the graham crackers.
I liked all of those components by themselves, but together I'm less excited about it.
Is it graham crackers?
I
was never a graham cracker guy.
I like graham crackers.
80s or 90s, Roger, because I remember as a kid, you didn't have any darn graham crackers. You just had the marshmallow over the fire with a little stick.
That was it.
Yeah, that's it.
And it was a stick.
And that's what
you had to do. No, we didn't do that. And then they came out with the already done s'mores.
Yes.
Right. So you had those. So wait a minute. Didn't Girl Scout cookies have s'mores?
I think
was that a Girl Scout cookie?
They even jumped in. Okay. Today's also National Lazy Day. I don't know why, but it is. So if you want to have a lazy day, that you're officially ordained by our National Days Day. And it's National Spoil Your Dog Day today. There you go. Okay. Over the weekend, you had the NFL Hall of Fame. I didn't get a chance to hear.
I didn't either.
I did hear parts. I heard Drew Brees was really, really good. So I got a chance to read about what he said.
It was Vinatieri.
Vinatieri got
that
after
was the one I heard.
Vinatieri got after Belichick.
Funny.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, he just said, I know Coach would be here, but his hands are full with what's going on in North Carolina. You know, Lombardi was fired. And then he goes, and he may be observing his girlfriend's cheerleader competition.
Oh, wow. So, no, I did not hear that. I heard him say about who was holding his
balls.
Yeah.
Who was that? But Manning? Was it?
Well, he's talking about McAfee.
He was talking about McAfee. He said, other than his wife. The man who held his balls, that's right. Yeah.
I guess I saw he won three titles with the Patriots and one with the Colts, right?
Right.
And that wasn't the one that Peyton called an idiot kicker, was it?
No.
That was Vanderjack.
Okay.
That happened over the weekend. I did see a couple things on the Razorback level. Did you see where UCA is, they're again going to be back playing the Razorbacks? I tell you what, the Cal just keeps adding. I was like, how many games are we going to play this year? They keep just dripping them out over and over and over again. And also, too, Roger, you have a lot of exhibition games this week.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday starts a bunch. But, you know, I did not see Dallas
in Thursday's games. Nope. I didn't see him Friday's games. Nope. And finally saw him Saturday at 7 p.m. They will play at Seattle. Of course, Seattle is the one who's got Hard Knocks, which has been really, really good.
Has it been on twice yet?
No, I think just the first
second
one.
Episode will be this week.
Yeah, I enjoyed the first one.
I hadn't seen it. I got to get on it.
A couple other local news. Did you see where John Thompson, who was a former defensive coordinator at U of A for the Razorbacks and Arkansas State, is going to be the new defensive coordinator at Parkview?
Okay.
Wow. We'll have to get him on the show. He's had a lot. Boy, he's been around a lot. I had to pull up his resume. He has been a coach in the business a long, long time. Also, too,
you know, we hear about things. I'm sorry. We hear about things like that in movies, and you don't think about it. But it actually happens. You got a guy. Same thing happened with Steve Roberts, right, when he went to ASU and he went to Cabot or whatever. But to go back down.
He's 70.
Yeah,
he's
70. To go back down and do it, be in high school, you still want to teach, and maybe, you know, you got a little fire left. You want to help out some young men. It's a different era.
He's got a lot of knowledge,
you know,
too.
But, you know, and maybe working with high school kids, maybe his last bit of what football used to be like before NIL and portal.
Got a lot of knowledge. Did you see about Haken Smith, a former Razorback, comes on and strikes out the side, three strikeouts his first inning. Did he get the win too? It looked like I saw where he got the win. You know, I think he only pitched two or three innings, but the White Sox won 5-3. Anyway, nice for him. Did you see where the Dodgers finally snapped their 7-game losing streak?
Yep.
So you got that. Christian, I knew that you were aware of this. Don Nelson, dead at 86. Remember him, Roger?
I do.
You know, he never won 86? A title. Never won a title. Didn't he coach Sydney? I think he was Sydney's coach.
Montgomery. In Milwaukee?
I think he was.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's go back and pull that.
I think the Warriors and Mavs.
He was with three. Yeah, he was with three franchises, Mavs, Golden State, and Milwaukee. But I think he sure did. Also, congrats to the Little Rock Junior Deputy team. They won a regional game, first ever at the Little League World Series. So I don't know what that means. They beat New Mexico 9-4. I don't know if that means you're still playing. So somebody who's got a connection with Junior Deputy, right around the corner, Raj.
Yeah.
Salute. That's right. Obviously, a champion salute we'll do again at 7 o'clock. Yeah. Also, Paxton Lane of Benton defeated Tyler Reynolds of Rogers, 3-1.
Yes.
The final of the Arkansas State Golf Association Men Match Play Championship.
Now,
Arkansas State Golf Association's Men Match Play Championship.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
Is that
one that Shap won?
No, I don't think I think he won the state amateur. So,
would have won it then.
A couple other news.
Well, congrats.
You had Ty Gibbs, the grandson of Joe Gibbs, winning again in NASCAR. I'm sure Steve Qualls was excited about that.
No doubt he was.
So a couple other things, too. Did you see the story? I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to save it a little bit later. Did you see the story about Lou Holtz and Morgana? Remember Morgana?
I do.
Christian, you ever heard of Morgana?
It's ringing a bell.
So she was the giant-breasted woman.
I
presume, Roger, those were fake. They were massive. If not, she was just.
I just think she was just.
They were massive. Anyway, back in those days, she would be. She would get on the field. And you know what?
She'd hug people and stuff?
Yes, he would cut, kiss it. And there was no knocking down tackling.
Wasn't a streaker thing.
It was a slow jog by security to reach her.
Right.
And let her do her business, and then nicely escort her.
And her jog was viewed.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was a thing. Anyway, so I saw a fascinating story. I think it was Best of Arkansas, I think, who did that. Best of Arkansas Sports. And with Lou Holtz, she laid one on Lou Holtz, but it's not where you think it happened. I've never heard that, so we'll get to that a little bit later. A couple other things Roger and I were talking about during the our Facebook Live pre-show. During the school year, parents spend 432 hours on meal prep.
There's no way.
According to this, 12 hours per week spread across 36 weeks of the school year. 3 hours per week meal planning, 3 hours per week grocery shopping, 2 hours per week packing lunches, 4 hours cooking.
So that's
so they're taking
12?
They're taking meals every single day.
That's right. Sounds like it. Do parents still do that? Do they still send? Are parents still doing that?
I would think you send meals on days where you don't like the lunch.
Well, I suppose. Right? Do all the kids now eat school lunch? Now, Roger, back in the day, we sort of had a choice that you could take your lunch pail, which was the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah.
You
thermos.
You said Snoopy.
I had a Snoopy thermos with a sweet tea in it.
And who else?
Bonanza and $16 man.
Christian, did you ever get a chance to experience the themed lunchbox?
I had a lunchbox, but it definitely wasn't, like, themed.
It was a big deal back in the 60s and 70s. Was it 70s or 60s?
Well, because your dad took one. You know.
Those were plain. Those were red.
That's what I'm saying. Right, yes. Stanley, but I'm saying your dad took one, so they gave kids them.
It was a brilliant idea. Like, it was a brilliant idea.
100%.
Whoever did it. And those things are still floating around.
I think some of them probably still are.
Yeah, so are there parents out there? Are you still making your kids, you know, or maybe your grandparents, and you know your kids are making their kids lunch?
And then you had the Tom Wood brown bagger, which what people, you know, because then you started putting them in the lunch sack.
Yeah.
You had the lunch sack.
Yeah, I just didn't know. I just thought that was pretty darn amazing.
Well, you're throwing in when you talk about the
plan.
You're
that's too about, much.
You're, well, he's talking, you got to add in going to the grocery store. You got to add in what you think.
Yeah, yeah, all those things,
so he's adding, it's not just
actual meal prep.
12 hours in the kitchen.
Sandwich. Yeah. Listen, so what was it for me? It was lunch and meat. It was a bag of chips. It was.
You had a lot of kids in your family, so your mom had to do more work, right?
Well, yeah, but that because of that, your mom doesn't do it all. I mean, she did.
So y'all would delegate to
you'd help. You'd make your own stuff.
Yeah.
So after a while, I mean, at 7 years old, I mean, she didn't let me hang around, you know, a lot of the cutlery.
Mine would be, it's like, if you don't like the lunch, just take a Lunchable. I mean, that was what we would do.
Say we didn't have Lunchable.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, too. Remember, Roger, you know, we had school lunches, but again, you had to pay for them, if I remember back then. Yeah. And so maybe if you didn't
unless
have
the money. We were low income.
Yeah.
And we had free lunch.
You had free lunch. Yeah. And so if you didn't, it was an understandable option to go, no, we're gonna make your lunch and save some money. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Somebody said,
you know what was it, 80 cents or something like that for lunch when we were in school? I think it was under a bucket.
I just remember you would get it.
Well, that was a lunch card. We had a lunch card.
Yeah, we had a lunch card.
You get it punched.
Yeah, and I think that was that would denote.
Did you do breakfast?
Sometimes.
It started around, I think we did.
Yeah, I don't think we originally did, Roger, in school.
No, we're not originally.
Then we realized it was healthy to do that. The kids were not getting fed at some kids at home.
Well, not healthy because it was Susie Q's and chocolate milk. I mean, you're just licking the cream out of the Susie Q. That's what you did. Sugared up.
Do you remember what you had for breakfast for old school days at home?
At home, yeah.
What was it?
Probably scrambled eggs or cereal.
Okay, so your mom cooked your...
Mama did that.
Okay.
She came over because she worked overnight.
We had Pop-Tarts. Greatest thing ever. This was a Pop-Tart. You had about three different flavors. That was it.
I mean, when I look back and think that, you know, we were, I don't want to say poor. I don't know what poor is anymore. But we, you know, we lived in the housing project and all that, but we were still spoiled. I mean, my mom, she worked at night. She came home.
That's great work by
her.
It
just was. I mean, yeah.
A couple of messages on our Middleton Eaton Air text line. You can be a part of the show that way. 661-1037. I remember my parents making my lunch and wrapping a Sprite and a paper towel and aluminum foil to keep it cold 100%. In my lunchbox.
Yeah.
I love
that. Isn't that crazy? You remember that? You remember the aluminum foil wrap?
Yeah.
To keep it cold.
What did you call yours? Lunchbox, dinner bucket, sack lunch?
Well, we had a lunchbox, and then when I got too big for that because I didn't want chicks to see me carrying a Snoopy, it was a brown paper bag. And in a lot of cases, I reused the bag and even the Ziploc that the sandwich. These were the plastic bags.
Yeah.
Before there was Ziploc.
Yes.
You remember what they were?
What was it?
You had to fold them.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of like a little fold.
Yeah.
Had a little folder.
Yeah, well,
reused them unless it was, you know, I didn't.
Did you stop taking lunch when you reached a certain age?
No.
You took it the entire time.
Yeah, but it was at that time we brown bagged. I didn't carry my $6 million man lunchbox.
Speaking of...
I was trying to pick up chicks.
Someone said, here, I had an A-team lunchbox, and here's one. I had a $6 million man lunchbox.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Here's one. My daughter is so picky, I packed her lunch for school every school day.
Yep. Okay.
How about that? That's a dedicated...
Even on pizza day.
Yeah, you parents out there who are now parents, if your parents did that for you, you ought to send them a message today.
I think when we got to high school, I don't know, somebody could correct me again, revisionist history. I think that's when we started having open lunches where you could leave campus. And
I think once you reach a certain age, you could walk off campus.
I think it was in high school, but I'm older than you, so it wasn't always the case, I don't think.
I don't know if they took that away by now, but when I was in school, you could do that if you were a senior, I think.
So. Here's one. It says, Saline County students accept bauxite start Wednesday. Thank you. Baz, most schools and colleges start next Monday. Last Saturday, high school football put on full pads. Let's go get it on. Boom. Most schools start. It's all over the map. Most schools start this week, and Cabot kids come back on Wednesday. Yeah. So I think you see a little bit, you know,
variety
here. Roger, text me the lineup. Talk about Touchdown Club.
Oh, and listen, I'm telling you, you know, man, and again, just going back when you knew, because like I was telling you, my mother worked overnights. So when she came home, that's when she started cooking breakfast, and then she was doing laundry and everything before we even got home. But on the way to pick my mom up, I would ride with my dad. The school lunch menu was on the radio. So that's how we knew. Are you going to be taking your lunch, or are you going to be eating that stuff?
When this life was simpler.
Listen, remember our burgers? It was soybean.
Yeah.
Soybean hamburger. I don't even know why they did that. We knew we had crinkle fries. You know, all I know and
is
milk.
We had that little bitty square milk carton.
You remember the bartering at lunch? It's like, I'll give you my hamburger if you give me this.
I never did that.
Well, there was, you know, I think I traded. Rodney Matthews would eat anything. I mean, no matter what it was, and I was picky, and school lunches at the time were just, they just looked bad.
Here's one. This teacher is going back to school Monday. Kids next Monday. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This teacher is going back to school today. Kids next Monday. I've missed my 609 crew. Okay. She hadn't been listening, maybe, because...
gets to sleep in.
Sleep in the summer. Yeah. Well, welcome back, 870-609 girl.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
I know my daughter-in-law that's a teacher in Fayetteville area. I think she's already started prepping. I don't know if they go back yet.
Bozo said, do you walk to school or carry your lunch?
Mm-hmm. Does anybody let their kid walk to school anymore?
I don't think. Do they? Do you have a neighborhood? If you're lucky enough to have a neighborhood school?
I walked to school twice. I walked to school, grade school.
Was it uphill both ways?
Actually, no. It was not. And then I walked a little further in junior high, which was at Central Junior High, which is where Bill Clinton went to high school.
Right.
That was his high school, which was my junior high.
So it says box night starts tomorrow. Conway starts next Monday the 17th. Listen to this. My wife packs 4 lunches every day for our kids for lunch. So this is somebody who would fit the 400 hours, or 300 to 400 hours a year of doing stuff. How about that? 4 lunches for our kids every day. Good job there, Mama.
I think I made some lunches for our kids.
Maybe I'm a bad parent, but I'm like, you better eat that school lunch.
Here's that. When I was in elementary school, we had snack time. I would eat a PB&J. The teacher said we could only eat fruit at snack time, so my parents got me fruit roll-ups. In fourth grade, I beat the system. Teacher didn't like me after that. Sheridan starts today.
Nice.
Someone said, listen to y'all loud and clear on the app down in Sarasota, Florida. Very JD now. In Jacksonville. Very nice. Ooh. Sheridan kids go back to school today, so it's all over the map. Boom. Maumelle Charter here starting week 2. With the students, 2 weeks. All right. Here's another one. Teachers have been going all week last week. I know you teachers. I know you have it. We appreciate you. Prairieville starts tomorrow. So really what we're seeing, school starts today. So we're all over the place. The bottom line, school buses are probably out
today.
They're
running. They're running.
So all right. Of our school bus drivers, we appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
Be careful on the roads today as everybody sort of gets back in the flow of things.
You know what? And here's the deal. Today, or right now, starts... the new, for next seat, for the end of the year, Deserving Dozen.
Deserving Dozen,
right.
That's
so
right.
So be on your best behavior.
All right, 629.
Just as fine as she can be. Hey, she's a bad man, my
jammer.
Just as fine as she can be.
Yakshimak.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball, the Brewers beat the Twins 4-3 in 10 innings. Pitcher Jacob Mizorowski struck out 9 to give him 204 strikeouts and 129 in the third innings. He's the second fastest to reach 200 strikeouts in a season in MLB history. The only pitcher faster is Spencer Strider of the Braves, who surpassed 200 strikeouts and 123 in the third innings in 2023. In the National League West, the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 4-2. Los Angeles has lost 8 of their last 9 games. In the American League, the Rays continued their winning ways, getting their AL best 71st win, winning their 6th straight game by beating the Mariners 4-1. While elsewhere in the AL, the Athletics got their first series win since mid-June as they beat the streaking Red Sox in 2 out of 3. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Get ready for a very hot day and a very hot first week of school here in Central Arkansas. The Little Rock will top out at 100 degrees today, and this afternoon we'll have a heat advisor, meaning the heat index can be 105 and higher this afternoon. It'll be mostly sunny, no chance of rain today. Tonight, clear, very warm with a low of 76. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Monday on the Zone, we'll be talking a lot of Arkansas football, the Hogs getting back to the practice field for preseason camp. Also, the red-white report, see what happened for Razorbacks over the weekend, thanks to UAMS Health Ortho. Now, Dina McCormick will stop by from Celebrity Attractions, preview the upcoming Broadway season at Robinson Center. And entertainment report, of course, birthday trivia, thanks to Brewskies, Once on Tap, and anything else we can dream up on the Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Attention, Arkansas homeowners. Royal Home Improvement started with 50. Now we're looking for 30 homes to participate in our summer savings event. We want to evaluate our exclusive Energy Star rated ThermoKing windows in real homes. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. 30 homeowners will receive promotional pricing. 75% off installation of a house full of new windows. Ask about zero interest financing, senior and military discounts, and you'll receive a $200 Walmart gift card with your window purchase. Plus a bonus, call 1-800-565-1064 for a free $50 restaurant.com gift card with estimate. Have your zip code and location ready to qualify. Call 1-800-565-1064. That's 1-800-565-1064 or online at royalwindows.com.
Summer heat can wear you out now, but if you've been feeling drained, even when you're inside with the AC kicking, it might not be the heat, y'all. One in four men, that's 25% of us, y'all, we have low testosterone, and it affects energy, sex drive, motivation, mood, and a lot more. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and get real answers from experienced providers. Explore peptides and even get a jump on that summer body you've been looking for with GLP-1s. Look, go to fixmylowt.com right now to schedule a free testosterone test today. That's fixmylowt.com.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
South Carolina will try and extend this ball game into overtime with 53 seconds left. It'll be a 34-yard field goal off the right hash mark. Here's the snap. It is low. The kick is blocked, and Arkansas covers. The kick was blocked. Raymond House maybe got a hold of it. Holy smokes. It is unbelievable.
Wow. How about that?
48 seconds left to play. Can you come up with a bigger play than that?
Well, we're on the move, Bub.
Bub.
We can't be hog-tied. It's time we play some Razorback football.
Man, I've not heard this one.
Yeah, we're on the move, Bub. We can't be hog-tied.
7 years old.
Yeah. So who picks who and let's hear a hog call.
Is this Grace Green?
The offense is just about clicking. Yeah. The defense needs a tweak still.
Positive.
We got to give all the coaches time to fix what's up on the hill. Now whether we play in the sunshine or even if it's under moonlight, I'm a hog baby, you're a hog baby. We're Arkansas, fight, fight, fight. Well, we're on the move, bub.
That's it, that's one.
Wow, how about that? I don't think I've heard that one in years.
It's been a long time, yeah.
You stumble across that one?
Well, just looking for them, yeah. You know, just to get ready.
First of all, I don't remember Paul Hill saying holy smokes on that call.
Yeah. How about that?
You know, he'd only really done that one time. It was, I think, the one where U.S. Reed had hit. The half course, yep. I think he said, holy smokes there, and we never heard it again. It was something he used in Vanderbilt. Wow, good find there by Roger.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. 6:35 here on this Monday. Chris Cannon is here. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
Hi, Chris.
Brought to you by Trader Bills. Speaking of Bill, I failed to mention Bill Vickery coming up later, brought to you by Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. Roger Smart Jr. and the gang over there. So anyway, we'll see Bill a little bit later. How are you, Chris?
Fantastic. Had a great weekend. I've been building a treehouse for my daughter in the backyard.
Oh, wow. Very cool. You know what? That fits in line with what we're talking about. We're talking about making lunches for kids and all the things. And Building the old treehouse.
Building the treehouse.
Wow, you're listening. That's something if you had a parent that would help build you a treehouse.
My daughter's been asking for it for a while, and my dad, and she keeps asking my dad.
Well, first of all, you got to have a good tree.
Yeah, we do.
You have to have a good tree.
Yeah, we
to
got
fit.
A couple, one really good one in the backyard. And wow. So my dad took his years of making duck blinds and the trees and the flooded timber with his friends. He doesn't duck hunt much anymore, but he took those skills, and so he's now making what essentially is going to be the equivalent of a duck blind in
Sounds
our backyard.
Great. Hey, how about that? Sounds I mean, great. Think about that. I don't think, I know I never had one, but for somebody to build a tree house, that takes some pretty, you know, that takes a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially
and
in this kind of heat.
It has to be safe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Wow. Yeah. It's got, I'll send you a picture of
how
it.
How high in the air is it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I got
a kind of a sloped yard towards that area. So it may be higher in the back than the front.
I think of Step Brothers. you know, that's a really nice treehouse. Remember?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Of course. Yeah. And now, you know, I've got friends in the neighborhood who are using AI. They're like, you need to make it like this. And it looks like a luxury tree. We're like, no, it's just going to be a platform with some, you know, some safety nets around it. It'll be all good. Yeah.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037, a couple of messages here. How many years has Roger been making the Razorback songs? I think, Roger, what would you say? You've been doing the show for, what, 15 years?
16.
So I say most, you know, I think you started pretty quickly when you joined the show.
Well, I was
show.
Doing, yeah, every week, yes. But, I mean, I've been doing them for longer than that.
Yeah, I'm just talking about like, every week. You've done 250 songs, right? Over 200,
I'm
so
sure,
yeah.
I'm sure, yeah.
Let's see, what keeps going on with the app? It keeps crashing every few minutes. I'm telling you, just forget the app and go to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. It's really simple. Just go to those three platforms, 103.7 The Buzz. Look at the little circle. For our, what do you call it, the not emoji.
Profile picture.
Profile picture, and you see a red circle, that means it's live. Click on that, and you're there. I mean, it's real easy. So that app can be a problem, so sorry about
Most
that.
Most of the time, our streaming works.
Yeah. So best school lunch ever was corn dog nachos and cinnamon rolls at Lake Hamilton.
Which is exactly the worst lunch ever.
Come on. It's pizza day, right? Pizza day is the best day, right?
Pizza day was
taco day. I don't know. They had those big taco bowls or chips. Yeah. Like you had an option of those. Remember those?
What are you
talking
about?
You know, the taco salad bowl. Yeah, that's taco it. Salad. Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Let's see here. What's the story about the snake in the football helmet? Was that a local story?
Yes, I got a video from Melanie on that one. Was that in Maumelle?
Yeah, so there was a venomous snake.
It was in Maumelle.
Yeah. A venomous snake was in the helmet. Now, was it in the garage or was it on the practice field? What was it?
I think it was. Well, I have to look at the video.
What do you see there, Chris? Does it say?
I believe it was a practice, according to the story from KRK. He found the football. He discovered a snake under the player's helmet padding, quickly secured the helmet. Animal services came. They determined it was a cottonmouth afterwards.
They put water in the helmet from what I saw.
2-foot-long snake eventually removed from the helmet, relocated. He was wearing, listen to this. Davis said the player had potentially been wearing the helmet for nearly an hour.
Whoa.
What?
With the snake in there?
With the snake
how
in
does that,
there.
How do you do that? How do you not notice the snake when you put your helmet on?
I guess it was inside the padding.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like on, but he did feel, he did say he felt some movement.
Could you imagine?
Spurt, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That is a crazy, I didn't know he put it on.
Yeah, no, for nearly an hour.
What snake was it?
Cottonmouth. That's, yeah.
Good luck.
That'd be bad. Yeah.
Could have killed him.
Yeah.
What, Maumelle you said?
Maumelle, yeah.
Okay, here's the Roger show.
Look at that right there.
Holy.
The experience prompted the coaching staff to discuss school safety at a meeting later that day.
That is a moccasin. That is a deadly snake.
A real water moccasin.
How that thick that body is.
Oh, wow.
That is
a big helmet.
Wow, that kid is, he's divine. He's got divine hands on him. Someone says here at Little Rock Central High School, we had an open campus for lunch and we could go to Taco Tico and Hatcher for our lunch. Yeah, I know that schools, when you get older, are a little bit different. What about you? What are your memories of?
When I was in Christ the King here in either third or fourth grade, I asked for a pepperoni sandwich with mayo every day for a year. I don't know why I was.
What was it?
Pepperoni sandwich with mayo?
I ate a pepperoni sandwich every nitrates were flowing through my bloodstream for at least a year.
Your mama did that for you every day?
Every day for a year.
Wow.
Yes.
And you were taking your little lunch pail?
Oh, absolutely.
Your little, brown bag?
Yeah, a little brown bag.
I've never had pepperoni and mayo together.
Oh, man. I don't know what it was. It was It was something about it. I was like, yeah, I want that.
Here's
what
I've dealt with, chicks with snakes in their heads, but damn, that's what it says here. It says, you boys are crazy. Soybean burger was the best school lunch. Yeah.
I didn't mind it.
Someone says here, I listen on Smart Radio every morning. I very seldom have any issues. If they can't get it on YouTube, then go to Smart Radio.
What's Smart Radio?
I think
is
it's
that
just,
an app?
It's a service.
Is that also an app?
I don't know. Chris, do you know what it is?
Is that like iTunes?
Looking at them right now.
I don't know.
Probably.
Stromboli Day was my goat. Stromboli's
Day. Solid.
Wow. What is that, Roger? We never.
No, I cannot remember.
It's like a bread dish with ham and cheese on the inside.
Okay. We're talking about if your kids are going back to school today. If they've been, are you teachers? You're working hard. You're going back in school. Bus drivers back in action. Football coaches going on. You know, you had an event last night, Chris. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, last night the First Tee of Central Arkansas celebrated their 25-year anniversary when they opened, and they honored
25 years.
They honored Tommy May from Simmons Bank. Outstanding event at the Capitol Hotel. A lot of great supporters. A lot of students that were there, too.
Yeah,
had a couple of students speak. Chloe Freeville, who is a former Mount St. Mary golf champion, three-time golf champion. She spoke. She's now going to Arkansas Tech to continue her career. Jackson Wolf, who continued his career out of state, but he was a stellar golfer and one of the coaches over there. He actually coached my son in one of the camps. And then among other students. But, man, just a terrific event, and what an organization. You know, saw our friend Kevin Crass there. Saw a lot of our friends from Simmons who are going to be there on Thursday at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. Yeah. Everybody asking me, by the way, over there, like, hey, any names you could drop me? And I kept telling them Thursday this week.
You know, I did that same event 5 years ago. It was the 20th anniversary. Roger, I remember, you know, Tommy, you used to talk about y'all went over there did like one time,
three holes.
And they realized they were not there for the helping out the kids probably was not going to be in their in the cars for them.
Nope.
I think, didn't you say that y'all drove the golf cart into the sand trap? Or
no, that was a different tournament with Meat Man. May he rest in peace. Taking the kids out to First Tee was some sort of magnanimous effort to be big brothers and all that. And it really just made us realize, you know,
they were
you
the
shouldn't
best
do
choices.
That while you're high.
And how about Tommy May continues to... just show us things that we didn't think somebody was dealing with. The physical challenges.
Yeah, the strength and perseverance that he shows is remarkable.
Yeah, that he gets out there and plays golf.
Amen. Yeah.
And
he joked about it. He did say, you know, Marty Castile introduced him last night, and he mentioned how Marty failed because Marty joked. He goes, he's an average golfer, but a great, you know, kind of joking. He's a great honoree. And he got out there and said, he didn't tell you about my hole in one, you know, and told that story. So,
he's I guess, was diagnosed with ALS years ago and just continued to function with it the best they can. But anyway, I can't think of a more deserving guy than to honor.
Oh, absolutely. And pillar of the community.
Of course, the Stevens family, Jack Stevens, you told the story of it, you know, that when you're looking for money, Jack Stevens said how much, what does he do?
So the network development executive was there last night from Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, you know, PGA headquarters where they're located now. And she was telling the story about when First Tee was first being discussed back, I think this is late 90s, 98, 99, before it opened in 2001. And when he was talking about it with the chair of the PGA Tour at the time, Mr. Stevens, when they were kept discussing the money and, you know, this is what it would take. And he apparently took out a check and he wrote $5 million down and handed it to him and said, would this help? They just kind of were like... that'll do it right there.
It takes guys like that to get it done. 661-1037. Before we go to break, a couple other messages from Jake. I always like Chili and Grilled Cheese Day, even though it was probably made from the day before hamburgers. Smart Radio is an app. That's cool. Do you remember Beatnik Cake that had beets in it so it counted as vegetable that was really a chocolate cake? I have no idea what that is. No.
I remember getting chocolate cake. Maybe it was Beatnik.
I'm having a hard time trying to remember what provided lunch from the school was ever any good to me, but I'm a very picky eater.
I am too
in those days. But I don't know what it was that I ever ate there. I think that's why I started taking lunch.
Someone says Pizza Day was the best every Wednesday. Pizza Hut personal pans in elementary school. Hey, you know how young that person is.
What?
If you had Pizza Hut in your school, you're a youngster.
So definitely didn't have that.
You couldn't beat the square pizza at school. Yeah, somebody somewhere came up with the square pizza back in the 60s.
That little compartment.
Exactly.
That was brilliant. Sheet pan.
1976 to 78 at Benton High School, we had McDonald's in our cafeteria. Stop it.
No, you didn't.
1978?
No.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
A bush.
I don't believe it.
Bush.
I mean, someone says, Ron says you can order blueprints for building tree houses.
Oh, did I order blueprints?
No, I just said that you can. You said you could order.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. My dad's not. He's not going to follow instructions. No.
How many
he's making his own as we go.
How many people can get up in there?
Oh, at the end of this, I'm not kidding you. I think our entire team plus the neighborhood, it's massive.
Are we going to do a Morning Mayhem live broadcast?
You could go live from there. Yes. You could go live from there, yes.
That's so good.
It's way big.
Remember what Step Brothers, what he kept up in his treehouse?
Yep.
Get his girly mags.
Right. And then Brennan came up.
Oh, my God. He showed him his ass and he punched him in the face.
Brennan? Was that his brother's name?
Yes.
No.
What was the bad guy's name? Brennan was a good guy.
Brennan was Will Ferrell,
right? Will
Ferrell,
yes. Yeah.
What was Adam Scott's name?
Such a jerk face. You remember he pulls up his shirt?
Yeah, exactly.
Derek.
Derek.
Yeah. My name is Derek.
The one they call Derek. No, what did he say? The one they call Derek. That whole thing, he goes, I will follow you like a Steve. What was that line? Oh, my God. It's so
translucent
good.
Translucent Steve.
All right. If you want to be a part of the show, 641-1037. We're glad you're with us. Don't go away.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win-win-win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win-win-winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports delivered. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
Tune into The Zone each week when Susan Erin Prowse shares her keys to the weekend music events calendar. Brought to you by Willie D's and Big Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit EntertainersGuide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
So the ball is just shy of the 3-yard line of Texas. Matt Jones in a one-back set. Jones bootlegging, now running out of trouble, looking to the end zone. He's at the 5. Jones, touchdown, Arkansas!
time. Matt Jones scrambling once again, and he's scrambled three or four times already in this first quarter.
Sounds like old school.
It sounds like there's missing a...
missing a woofer?
That's exactly what it sounds like. The Razorbacks are playing Texas.
I've got enough of that one.
That's Roger giving us some Paul Eels calls today and some of Roger's songs.
Yeah, they're all sponsored.
Yeah, listen, this is by Ortho Arkansas. Appreciate them.
Sure
and this
do.
Is
Thank
always
you.
Fun to hear that this time of the year. Chris Kane joins us now, brought to you by
Chris.
Trader Bills.
Good morning.
Mr. Delta Solar.
Good morning.
Actually, when I drive by Roger, you know Delta Solar, the offices of Delta Solar are right around the corner.
Yeah, right there. 2725.
Yeah, that's. I think we can still hear you sing it.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah, it's just Delta Solar across the building.
And I
it
guess
says,
that
home of Chris Kane.
No.
That's cool that they do that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, yeah. We're right down the road from you guys.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. We talked about, no practice Saturday for the Razorbacks. They did practice yesterday. 100 degrees. Did you hear the forecast? It's going to be 100 with the heat index 105. So, again, got to be
today?
Yeah. Yeah, got to be careful out there if you're out there, all you guys and ladies out there working, first of all.
Yeah.
And then you put pads on. And it's really dangerous, so just be careful out there. We mentioned since you're a UCA Bear, Chris, at least you do football for
yeah,
them.
Went to the scrimmage over the weekend.
You had that, and they also had where they announced that UCA would be playing the Coach Cal again this year.
That's right, and this is...
third year in a row.
Yeah, I know. This is so great that, Cal has embraced it. And really, it's not... I think the program has done a great job. The basketball program has played just about everyone they can in the state at the D1 level. So I think they've done a great job of... continuing to keep those in-state games, those money games, so to speak, for us in-state. We appreciate that.
We do want to find out somebody who's got some information for the Little Rock Junior Deputy. Roger, right around the corner. Don't you say one of your grandkids is playing at Junior Deputy?
I did this summer,
there's a lot of people. Speaking of historic, so many kids have come through that Junior Deputy program, but this is apparently the first time they've ever won a regional game at the Little League World Series. So if you've got information about that, let us know. Also, did you see where 600 people are going to be playing pickleball in Cabot? It's Senior Olympics. Pickleball is so darn big. You know, we've got our best of the best over at Little Rock Athletic Club coming up. If you play at a club here in town, find out who's representing you at best of the best, because we've got all kind of we got the coolest trophies, got cash. But anyways, I thought that was great that 600 over 600 seniors are playing pickleball. It's become, Roger, it has become the most popular senior game out there.
Well, you'll hear everybody tell you that it's more people are playing that than golf.
Yeah. Did you guys hear that according to a study, a security expert said that the airport liquid rule is all security theater, that there may not be any really big reason as to why you come up with the 3.4 ounces or less. I know, Roger, didn't you lose something
air freshener. I take air freshener and I'll pack and I'll buy more just to see if I can get through it.
What happened?
When I'm staying in an Airbnb with four or five other guys and you're sharing a bathroom, I'm taking it. You know, but then when you go to Airbnb, you just got to remember most of the time they have that for you in their home.
The people at the TSA go,
sir,
you've got your air freshener. Hey,
right,
this
right.
dude's got air freshener.
He's got Glade, dude. He's got Glade. Yeah, it's the good stuff.
You know what? So that's courteous. You're being a courteous.
Where do you normally get caught? What is the thing that gets you caught the most on that ounce thing? Is it perfume? Is it a spray? My cologne sometimes has been a bigger version, and that's an expensive mistake.
Shampoos. Yeah, I think those are pretty common. Yeah.
Yeah. And but anyway, so apparently they just said this whole thing really it all started after 2006 about the plot involving liquid explosives. Mm. But now
is that when the guy tried to light his shoe?
He did. Many airports are now dropping the restrictions as new scanner technology rolls out. Yeah, here's hoping you can someday you can take your shampoo and travel stress free.
There's just no. I flew recently. There was no consistency among airports. Some you don't have to take out. Some you don't have to take that out. Different scanners. You know, of course, when you're going through, they got those machines that look like they should be in a hospital, like an MRI machine, and then they got the traditional metal scanner, and they're like, these folks can go over here to the metal scanner. You, sir, you need to go in there. I'm like, okay,
you don't have that problem. at Hatcher, Fletcher, or Hendricks Air. You don't well, think you can even take the is, weapons it, if you need to. But they also serve. And when we went to for the summer, we went to my grandson's wedding. We purchased
small bottles.
Well, you can buy little empty plastic containers to, and put stuff in there. But also, most of the shampoos and everything at hotels and all that.
Are doing it now, but
you take those. You keep those if you want to, and then you just take those.
That's within the.
That's what I do.
But that's been a point of stress because
it's ridiculous.
Dad, God, you just spent $5 and it's on my carry-on bag. And it's, sir, I'm sorry, we're having to take your freshener. No. Wasted $5 or $10.
And really, you're hurting the people he's staying with more than anyone. Really, I mean, that's it's not him. He's doing it for others.
I'm doing it.
That's right. Selfless.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. I did see also today is the, this is the day, speaking of Roger S. going back, and somebody is confirming that Benton did have McDonald's. That's hard for
in
me to
mid-70s?
Believe.
In mid-70s?
That's almost hard for me to believe.
It's because just hard for me to believe.
We didn't get drive-thrus.
I need a video or picture evidence. I won't believe it.
We didn't get drive-through McDonald's tools in the mid-70s somewhere. I mean, they didn't have drive-thrus. So you're going to tell me that Benton somehow convinced McDonald's to bring by food? Anyway, listen, we need more proof.
At the school? I can't imagine one of the Saline County, no disrespect, Saline County schools having it before a Garland County or a Pulaski County school having it on campus.
You know, some days you remember, some things you remember exactly where you were. This is an odd thing that I remember on this day. I know we're going to break here. On this day in 1977, 49 years ago, postal employee David Berkowitz was arrested in Yonkers, New York, accused of being the son of Sam. Shot 6 people to death, wounded 7 others because his dog told him to. I remember being at my Uncle Joe's hunting camp, and I walked out that morning. It was Good Morning America. It's vivid how I remember this. I was, how old would I have been, Roger, in 77? Says this. 14. Get ready to go hunt with my dad up in there, my uncle. And it was, I remember seeing it. Son of Sam has been captured. Because they couldn't find him.
He got caught for illegal parking, didn't he?
Yeah. They were looking. It had been a manhunt for whatever. And how weird is that I remember exactly?
Yeah.
Speaking of snakes, my Uncle Joe would have the rattlers of all the rattlesnakes he would kill. He would, some of them were longer than others. He'd have them up on the wall. It was the coolest thing. My uncle has rattlers from the snakes he kills.
Bad man.
He's a bad man. All right. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We'll come back and get Chris Kane's official open, brought to you by Trader Bills. Bill Vickery will be up a little bit later, brought to you by Spartan Buick GMC in Whitehall. Got graffiti at 8:30. Practice school, all's happening. It's all coming together, Jerry. Touchdown Club announcement Thursday. It's all going back in action.
We're back.
We'll talk a little bit about hog football, too. I'll give you some thoughts on what I've been reading. So, go ahead.
It's still summertime and it's hot, but if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money.